Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Talk about how those lies embedded in your soul will deeply impact your marriage, even if you have the most healthy spouse and the most sincere spouse.
Those things are so vital to understand. They are literally at the heart of all conflict. And so the reason couples divorce, we know. It's not a mystery anymore. And by the way, it ain't in-laws, finances, affairs. That is not why people divorce. People divorce because these buttons get pushed, because they feel rejected, they feel controlled, they feel disconnected. And I know you're listening right now going, I feel all of those things simultaneously right now. Here's the key. And what we call it is we call it the conflict dance. So what happens then is as you're feeling controlled, you will react to feeling controlled. Well, if you react in one of four negative ways that lead to divorce, and by the way, we have an assessment at SmalleyInstitute.com that is only 8 questions, but yet it predicts divorce 93% accurately.
Wow.
8 questions. And those 8 questions, there are 2 questions per risk factor of divorce. So there's only 4 reasons couples divorce. If you react in one or all of those 4 negative ways, we call them germs, then the bad thing is that that gets you spiraling out of control in this conflict dance. Because if you're feeling rejected, and then many husbands, like, this is still typical. If a husband's feeling controlled or like a failure, many husbands will choose to withdraw. Okay, that's one of those key negative ways, one of the germs that you cannot do. It leads to divorce. Well, when you withdraw, that now pushes your mate's button. So now she's feeling rejected, unimportant, disconnected. And then brilliantly, oftentimes in most relationships, she will then react by one of those 4 negative ways. And many wives will choose to escalate, which is another one of those germs that infect relationships that cause them to end in divorce. So now she escalates, and now you see the pattern.
Yeah.
Because now she's escalated. Now, do you think the husband feels like less of a failure when his wife is yelling at him? No, he feels more of a failure. And then brilliantly, what he chooses to do now that he feels even more like a failure is he chooses to withdraw even more. So now he's spending more time at the office, more time away from the home, more time to not be near his wife because she makes him feel like a failure. And you see how that conflict dance spirals out of control, and the average couple can only last about 5 years
if they
don't learn how to interrupt that dance.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.